Day 332, or November the 28th. God loves do-gooders. Our thoughts today come from Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. As Paul usually does when he writes to churches in need of some godly teaching and help, he spends a lot of time giving practical advice based on the sound teaching that begins his letters. His final chapters to the Galatians include that lovely description of the fruit of the Spirit in chapter 5, summing up what all believers can be when they are fully empowered by the Holy Spirit. Paul's practical advice is something we preachers should take note of and copy. And now today's action step. Isn't it odd how suspicion often falls on folk who do good things for no obvious personal benefit? It's as though good actions are inherently bad unless there's something in it for the person doing the good thing. I remember a radio interviewer challenging the derisory comments of a guest in the studio who accused someone of being a do-gooder by asking them, "Would you prefer he was a do-badder?" It made me smile, but wince at the same time. Paul, writing to the Galatians, challenges them to do good for all people whenever they get the chance. It raises a question in my mind. We need to be aware of our motives for doing good. Why do we do things that help others without giving us a tangible benefit? Inside the church, for instance, be careful not to do good simply to increase your influence and enhance your status. Similarly, outside the church, beware of simply trying to be popular or impress. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? The correct answer is, because it needs to be done, and perhaps Jesus has put me in this situation to add a little salt and light. Other motives don't mean we should stop doing good, but it does mean we are at least to ask, who gets the glory?